Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming. We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure.
What is up, y'all? It is your girl, Drea K, and we are back. Look, I'm stuffed, okay? I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. My Thanksgiving was chill. My birthday was actually chill. I went to this new juicy seafood place, and look, your girl, I can still taste the crab legs, okay? But yeah, we had a great Thanksgiving, had a great time with family. So I hope that you all were blessed by the holiday. And I really just hope that you all had a great time. And I know how families can be. I know that there's a lot of things going on in this world. You may have lost someone. There may have been some family members absent from the table this year. So I'm just praying for you all, praying that you did have a Thanksgiving in spite of different circumstances and things like that. Praying with you even on today, that God just comforts you and that next year will be better. Next Thanksgiving, the next holiday, even Christmas, I pray that Christmas is better for you all. I pray that your heart is better. Your mind is better. I pray that you're in a different space next year and that God opens up a door for you and that next year is better than ever before. So I'm even praying that over myself. So yeah, so that's what we're going to be praying for. On another note, Dallas, where you at? All of my Dallas subscribers, all of my Dallas supporters, all of my Dallas listeners, where y'all at, man? Where are y'all going to be December 10th through the 13th? I will be in Dallas, Texas, December 10th through the 13th. And I want to have a mini meet and greet. Like, I want to go get some food. I want to talk to y'all. I want to meet y'all. I want to pray with y'all. And I really just want to, I want to meet some of you all. I really want to start traveling more and be able to just see who my supporters are, see who is listening to this podcast, see who is tuned in. We've been doing this podcast for almost 2 years. Yeah, almost 2 years. January will be 2 years. So we're coming up on the anniversary and I really just want to meet some of you all. So, of course, there's going to be limited space. I don't even know what restaurant we're going to, girls or boys. Like, I don't even know. Okay. But I am in the midst of planning it. I kind of see just a group of us sitting down, maybe just getting some dinner and really just talking, just running it, you know, just getting to know each other and just having some fun, right? Before the new year comes in. So if you're interested, if you're going to be in Dallas, if you live in Dallas or surrounding areas, Houston, what up? Fort Worth, what up? Irving, what up? So if you all are interested in meeting up with me, having some dinner, catching up, the link to sign up would be in the show notes below. It will also be in my Instagram bio. It will be in my link tree. It will be on all of my social media platforms. I will be uploading some videos on my YouTube and my TikTok and things like that. So just stay tuned. But the link will be in the show notes below. You can actually just go to that link, sign up. And yeah, I'm going to be in touch with you all. Let you know where, when, what time. That weekend, December 10th through the 13th. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to meet you all. And, yeah, sign up. So that was a little tidbit of what's going on. Let's go ahead and get into this good news segment. Best boss ever? Spanx CEO gives all employees first class plane tickets and $10,000. Girl, what? Where can I work? Where can I sign up? I need to go to Spanx real quick. Sarah Blakely showed her appreciation for her employees after a private equity firm bought a majority stake that valued the shapewear company at $1.2 billion. The self-made founder of the billion-dollar shapewear company shared a video on Instagram of her telling employees about the gift and showing their reaction. Behind the scenes, Spanx telling the employees, some live and some on Zoom, about the sale and partnership with Blackstone, Blakely wrote. It was an emotional announcement filled with happy tears, acknowledging how far we've come. And then the tears really started to flow when I surprised everybody with two first-class Delta plane tickets to anywhere in the world and $10,000 cash to spend on the trip. I really want every employee to celebrate this moment in their own way and create a memory that will last them a lifetime. Cheers to 21 years of magic and many more to come. Blakely, 50, started the company with $5,000 of her savings and ended up becoming a self-made billionaire. When I first started Spanx, I wrote one goal down, that this company will one day be worth $20 million, she says in the video. Everybody laughed at me. Look. Come on, Sarah Blakely. After toasting to her employees and the women who came before her, Blakely shares that she is giving them the trip of a lifetime and a nice stack of money to enjoy it. Once they dab their tears and pick their jaws off the floor, girl, yeah, me too. Several employees share that they are headed to South Africa, Croatia, Antarctica, a honeymoon in Bora Bora, and an elopement in Sweden thanks to Spanx. Girl, what? Let me look. It is definitely a thing to be a blessing to people. Like, and the fact that she literally stuck with her gut, she stuck with her intuition, and she literally had enough faith in herself to pursue this business, and look how much it's grown since then. Even when people were laughing at her, even when adversity came, even when opposition came, I'm pretty sure to get to this point, it was very daunting and drastic for her. So I'm inspired. Okay. I want my company to be worth $2.1 billion. Like, I'm pretty sure us black people, Hey, we want us some billion-dollar companies. So for entrepreneurs out there, this should be very inspiring to you all. So that was today's segment of The Good News. Let's go ahead and get into the episode. So as you can probably tell by today's episode, look, we about to get into some things, okay? My episodes have literally been so in-depth and they've been deep lately, but as I stated earlier, in previous episodes, like, we're going deeper. Like, there are some things that we need to know as we grow and as we mature as Christians. We literally have to be aware and become aware and have a desire to go deeper and a desire to know more, so that we're not just out here just pursuing things in the blind, in the dark. So, yeah, your ears are itching. God literally has, like, been highlighting 1st and 2nd Timothy to me as I prepare to go into ministry full time, to equip me for the works I will soon be doing. And one thing he's been highlighting to me is to lead, to be very careful where I lead his people, and to discern what you all may be going through or dealing with, and to take necessary actions to conquer all that you may be dealing with. Our belief system is at risk of becoming tainted as we live in these last days. So I'm gonna try to be quick in explaining my dream that I had this morning. And I actually wrote it down too. It was 4:35 a.m. Well, it literally started at 3 something, but I got done with it at 4:35 a.m. So I was starting in the dream. I was starting my ministry, right? And it was like a revival, like this big, huge event. Everyone knew about it, but people were also trying to explain what my ministry was all about. people didn't understand it. They couldn't put their little fingers on it. It was literally a radical group of Christians just going hard for God. Like, they were hyped up and ready to start the ministry, but people were just looking at us like, what the heck is going on? Who are these people? And God started speaking to me. He started saying, like, this next blessing, the things that I've been speaking to my people, this next move of God is going to be so big, no one will be able to fully articulate it. They're going to know for sure that it's God. It's going to be obvious. They're going to try to put a title on this next move of God. They're going to be like, why are there so many Christians going hard for Jesus? Why are people singing about God in their music? Why are people incorporating the gospel into their online courses? Why is everyone starting an online ministry? Why are there so many people on YouTube talking about God? Why are people on the radio and the television talking about God? Why are they on the news talking about God? Like, what is going on? And so God said, it's going to be a mighty move, his glory. I'm going to stretch my hand so wide across this earth. All of my chosen ones are about to reap the benefits of choosing to serve me. I'm about to make some people's name great. I'm about to put some people on a platform to proclaim my name. I'm about to set some people free. I'm about to begin my work of salvation, bringing people closer to me, waking some people up, raising up a nation, proclaiming my glory, my riches, my wealth transfers, my network of believers. And it just goes back, or it reminded me of the story of Abraham, when God told him that he will have many descendants and that he will make his name great and that he would turn him into, or that he will make him into a nation. So there will be so many people coming up even after me. Like, you won't even be able to count. This is the same thing that he told Abraham. So basically, God is in the forefront. He's leading. When we've been talking about this, like, but he's steady confirming it. He's leading people to start their online ministries, start their online businesses, to literally put people in place and in spaces where his name will be made great, where we will be able to proclaim the name of God. We will be able to claim the name of Jesus and not be scared and not be timid and not fall to the wayside and fall to other people's opinions and structure and systems. And it's just going to be like a radical move of God, and he's going to begin to place people where they need to be. So I also had a second dream, though, and it was, I was like coming out onto like a stage or something, and the announcer was trying to communicate what all I do. And again, it went back to this next move of God in your life. People aren't going to be able to articulate what you're doing for God and what he's done in your life and what he's doing in your life. Like, people are not going to be able to understand why you're so blessed, why you're so anointed, why you're so gifted. He's putting people into position, basically, that is going to disrupt the norm. Even with y'all, even with this podcast, like, I be having trouble trying to announce myself or try to, you know, introduce myself to people, because every time somebody asks me, you know, well, what do you do, and, you know, what's your business all about, and this and this and that, and, oh, you're a podcaster, oh, you're an entrepreneur, or this, like, it's hard for me to articulate to them what all God is doing, because he's given me graciously a lot of gifts. So it's going to be hard for people to try to announce you. But God says, this next move is going to be your big announcement. And because God is raising up a generation, because he's doing a new thing and, you know, pouring out his spirit onto his people, his sons and daughters. And, you know, people are discovering that they are prophets or apostles, or that they're spiritually gifted to articulate and communicate the word of God. And that, you know, they just have all of these gifts and things. Like, people are discovering, they're like in this discovering phase, and they've been, you know, being prepared by God. But because he's doing this move, he also wants us to understand the importance of being able to discern who is from God and who is not. Because a lot of people that are, you know, in this discovery phase, sometimes they might say the wrong thing, or they might interpret the scripture wrong, or they might, you know, just say something out of flesh. Like, God is pouring out his spirit onto people, and if they're not taking the time to really position themselves and to be obedient and to be submissive to God, they're going to lead people in the wrong direction. So God really just wants me to highlight this notion and this understanding of false prophets. So that's why the name of this episode is called Your Ears Are Itching, because maybe some of you, and even some of us, are in a position where we're turning our ear towards things that suit our own desires in this season. And God just really wants to warn us and wants to educate and equip us for this mighty move of God. Although it is exciting that God is about to raise up, you know, some radical Christians, and we're all just about to go hard for Jesus. Like, it's exciting, but we also have to be careful and discerning. And that's where the equipping comes. That's where the discipline comes. That's where getting to know God and getting to know his word is going to be tested. God is going to test you on your knowledge of what you know about his word, of what you know about him, about what you know about just the things that he's been trying to cultivate and train you in this season. So again, our belief system is at risk of being tainted as we live in these last days. If you didn't know, we're living in the last days for sure. So 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 says, and really 3 through 5, I'm reading 3 through 5. It says in the NIV version, it says, "For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Discharge all the duties of your ministry." So turning your ear to the wrong things, to the wrong type of doctrine, it's a quick way to manipulate your wants and your needs. Like, that's a quick way to stop discerning God's voice. It's a quick way to start hearing his voice incorrectly. It's a way to start training yourself to only hear what you want to hear. Like, you're only picking up the Bible, listening to that podcast or sermon, looking to hear something that sounds anything close to your purpose or what God is trying to tell you. Now, it's very important to discern what season you're in. Like I said earlier, a lot of us are excited about what God is doing. So we literally want to, you know, latch on to, you know, different prophets and different people, pastors, sermons and things like that, that only pertain to the season that we're in. But even God himself is saying, stop getting attached to the seasons of your life, because they will change. You should be wanting to be fed by the word of God just because you are in love with him, just because you want to know more. You're like, you go to school to study a course to learn more about it and become educated in that particular field so that you can graduate and get a job that will allow you to utilize what you've learned and study for. Why aren't we doing that with the Bible, with the word of God? Why don't we understand that this life we live is a school, basically? it's filled with lessons we have to learn and things we have to go through. And the only book, the Bible, that will help guide and educate us through this process isn't being valued or properly utilized. Instead, the word of God has become watered down and only used when we are going through certain seasons of our lives. It's been replaced with social media teachers and influencers and pastors who are caught up in culture as well. And that's not saying that all of them are. It's just that when you're able to discern certain doctrine, you'll be able to know who's from God, who's not, who's still in their flesh, who's in their spirit, and things like that. But God is saying, like, don't get attached to the season that you're in, because the seasons will change. Some of us are in a season like we're about to enter into our winning season. So we want to gravitate towards sermons and things that are pertaining to our next steps. Like, we're looking to them instead of filling ourselves with the word of God. We're only looking in the Bible for stories and things that we're going through right now. And although that's important, we should learn and discern our season. But God says, don't stop there. Don't let your season dictate what you learn. There's a lot of things in the Bible that will equip us and will teach us things in this season that we are unaware of. We think it's this when really God wants to teach us that. We think, oh, I need to listen to a sermon, or I need to pick a sermon title that explains what I'm going through, or helps me get more insight, or helps me get more knowledge of what I'm going through. And we get so attached to doing that, like, that's our first reaction. Instead of going to God first and getting instruction from him, instead of learning what we need to learn in that moment or in this season, we want to perpetually and continuously keep feeding what we want to hear and what we want to learn. And God is saying, if y'all don't stop getting attached to this season, because the season, it's going to change. God is saying, while you're doing that, feeding your desires and your wants and your needs, trying to manipulate the word of God in some way, trying to get what you want to get out of this season and trying to get what you want to get out of God, trying to get what you want to get out of your situation, God is saying you need to start being more discerning. You need to start being more careful of what you listen to. You need to start being more submissive to me so that I can prepare you for the season to come. God is saying, I'm trying to get you prepared for the next. Yeah, I'm still doing some things in the now, but I'm trying to get you prepared for the next so you can properly receive what I have for you. Because the season is going to change. So I need you to be equipped. I need you to learn what I need you to learn. I need you to read what I need you to read. You know, every time, and y'all, look, honestly, I've done this myself. Like, this is a season of my life that I've never had before. I really feel as though this is my winning season. Like, I'm about to step into my winning season. I'm about to possess the land. I'm about to get what God has called me to have. I'm about to possess the promise. But when I get discouraged, or when I, you know, just need some motivation or just to be lifted up because of my situation and my circumstances that I'm living in right now, I literally only want to listen to sermons or listen to things that pertain to this current season that I'm in. I want to evaluate other people's experiences. I want to get more insight and knowledge on how God moved in other people that are in my situation or that are about to walk into my situation. But God literally had to check me, baby. I was listening to a sermon that didn't have anything to do with what I was currently going through, or basically to give me insight and knowledge on my next. And I turned the sermon off, And I tried to go to, you know, something else. And God was like, that sermon had something in it that I needed to highlight to you. Why are you turning my word off? Like, it don't matter if you in a winning season or if you in a bad season. Don't not get what you need to get just because you're trying to feed your own desires. And I was like, dang, you right, God. Like, there was a time, like, before God even showed me the vision, before he even showed me my gifts, before he showed me anything that I'm currently doing right now, there was a time where I just wanted to know about God. I was just like radical. Like, I was just in this state of, okay, I gotta learn. And he's bringing me back around to, like, to having that desire to really want to go deeper and really want to read the word of God, even if it doesn't pertain to what I'm currently going through. But God is literally saying, I need y'all to be thirsty for the word, even when you're thirsty for something else. Like, I need you to be thirsty for the word. I need you to just want the word. I need you to just want the meat. I just need you to want what I want for you, not what you want for you. I really just need you to have discipline and develop this sense of discipline to where you're going to the word of God to fill yourself up with my word and, you know, the things that God just teaches us in the Bible. Like, he wants us to have a desire for the word and not a desire for a certain word, if that makes sense. God say, look, just read the Bible. Like, it's a lot of things in there that you need that you're unaware of. You think you need this, but really you need that. So in these last days, God wants us to be reminded of what we are dealing with or will be dealing with to come. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 9. And I'm going to actually read 1 through 5. It says, but mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Have nothing to do with such people. So even in the concordances, it speaks about Christians becoming deceived or caught off guard or thrown off course because of new and interesting ideas that lead them astray. It says some people are perpetually curious but never really understand the foundational truths found in scriptures or graduate to putting what they believe into practice. It's almost as if we get filled up with the scriptures and concepts from different leaders, but we don't ever put any of it into practice to fully learn the lesson, to be able to fully discern what is being said. We only like the parts that we want to hear. We get hyped about that, but we ignore everything else in the sermon. We don't want to go to the scriptures and read it ourselves. We're looking for certain things that highlight our desires. We put too much trust in people for whatever reason, and we don't investigate. And to be honest, God is growing frustrated with this sense of idolizing the teacher or the pastor or the influencer and not the doctrine. It really says in the concordances that people who are new babes in Christ, the people who are just becoming aware of Christ and Christianity, are more prone and susceptible to becoming manipulated by false teachers and doctrine because they are at first ignorant to the teachers. Nothing has been fully explained yet. They don't know how deep the doctrine is. They don't know a lot about God's ways and his characteristics enough to know what's real and what's fake. A lot of us don't want to investigate. We don't want to go through the lessons that God wants us to go through. We just want to hear what we want to hear. So it's our job as mentors, as mature Christians and believers, to help steer people in the right way. Verse five in that chapter, it says, having a form of godliness, but denying its power, have nothing to do with such people. So God is saying, instead, check the fruit. What people are consistently doing, these people that God are raising up right now, check their fruit, their morals, their practices. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 through 20 says, watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit, you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Oh, Lord, not the fire, God. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. So we talked about bearing fruit in the birthing season episode. And during this time where people are rising up and God is calling his people to be more public with their faith, check their fruit. If you find somebody you like that is speaking to you, or God is allowing you to listen to certain people, don't get caught up in just liking them and the words that they say. Check their fruit. Be like, okay, I've been listening to this person for a while. Let me examine the fruit that they are bearing. Let me examine the seeds that they've planted in me. Let me see the progress. How has their teachings or prophecies helped give or help guide me closer to God? How have they helped me? What have I gotten out of their teachings or videos or ministry? Let me examine some fruit around here. Okay, is it sweet? Is it sour? Did they leave a bad taste in my mouth after listening to their sermon or YouTube video? How does my discernment react when I'm listening to them? And when I say discernment, I literally mean if you feel a strong urge to turn them off because they may be saying things that are against God's word or against what God has been telling you directly. I don't mean like discernment, like fill and play because they're rebuking you or correcting you. Like, no, that's not what I'm talking about. Your discernment will tell you everything you need to know. If you have this feeling of, they saying something that I may need to inspect. They're saying something, or their body language, or that statement, or how they read that text is kind of giving me investigation vibes. I need to go investigate that for myself and have God lead me to the knowledge and understanding that I need to have within that. That'll basically tell you everything you need to know. For me, like I said, and I've said this in previous episodes, I used to listen to a lot of sermons. When I was, you know, developing my relationship with God, I would use sermons and podcasts and, you know, different influencers and pastors as a guide to help me, you know, develop my relationship with God. But I was getting to a point where that would be the first thing that I go to before I go to God. But when I started going to God directly, look, he started exposing some things. He started pouring more and more into me. It was like I was getting my help directly from the source. I wasn't idolizing people anymore, or their platforms, or, you know, just things that they were saying that pertain to the certain season that I was going through. Again, learning about your season and the things that you're going through is cool, but you should definitely be going to God first. you should definitely be allowing God to guide you to where you need to go, what you need to do before you trust someone else's information, before you learn how to discern, before you learn how to inspect the fruit. Because look, God, the Holy Spirit, look, the Holy Spirit will tell you everything you need to know. Oh, turn that off. Don't listen to them no more. Unsubscribe, unfollow, return that, take that back. Don't buy that. Don't give into the hype. That's just the facade. Stop reading that. Like the Holy, look, look, the Holy Spirit will tell you everything you need to know. So if this is you, if this is speaking to you, if this episode is speaking to you in any way, I would just challenge you to start really praying and asking God for discernment, because he's going to raise up some people. Like, he's raising me up. You know what I'm saying? Like, as he's raising people up, we're also in development. Like, we're before he raises us up, and before he puts us where we need to be, before he gives us what he wants to give us, we're still in development phases. Like, we're being prepared. We're being nurtured by God. So it's just best to discern who you're listening to, who you're following, who you're supporting, because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to catch on to this wave, and that's going to catch on to what's going to seem like a trend. And there are going to be people that are going to try to manipulate the word of God, and they're going to try to speak as if they're prophets, or speak as if they hear God directly. Like, they're going to be false teachers. They're going to be people who don't even know God. They're just catching on to a trend. They're just mimicking what they're seeing. And God is saying, no, I need y'all prepared. Like, get prepared, because if you've never seen a false prophet, if you've never seen a false teacher, if you've never sat under false doctrine before, you're not going to know it. You're not going to know who you're listening to. You're not going to know the person behind the scriptures. So if that's you, just pray for discernment. Pray that God leads you towards the direction that he wants you to go. Pray about the people that you're listening to. Like, inspect their fruit. Take it to God. God, do you want me to listen to do you want me to continue to listen to these people? Do you want me to continue to watch this sermon or watch this pastor? Do you want me to continue to be a part of this church? Do you want me to continue to be a part of this prophet's ministry? Like, literally, take it to God. Like, don't allow yourself or your desires or your wants to keep you from truly utilizing your discernment and utilizing the word of God. Like, don't let that stop you, because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be pretenders. And God wants us to understand and learn about false teachers, and really just equipped us with the word of God before anybody else tries to pour into us, or before anybody tries to manipulate us, right? So yeah, so that was today's episode. Like, I really hope you all are encouraged. I hope that this episode was speaking to you. I hope that it was helpful. Need be, listen to it again, run it back. Make sure you write down the scripture so that you can read it for yourself. Again, if you do not have the Life Application Study Bible, please go get it. It's probably like $30 or $40. And since it's Black Friday, and you know, all of these sales and things are going on, just go to Amazon, see if they have any sales going on before you spend your money on nails, or before you spend your money on other things. Y'all need to see how much that Bible is. See if it's marked down. If it is, get it. I'm telling y'all, like, it's helped me a lot. It's literally helped me go deeper in my relationship with God, and it's very helpful. Like, my Bible is highlighted, honey. Get you some highlighters, get you some pens. Like, look, I be having fun. I be like, oh, I feel like I'm in high school. I feel like I'm a little girl again. So yeah, y'all, I love y'all. I am praying with you guys. I'm praying for you guys. Again, Dallas, Fort Worth. If you're in the area, I am coming to Dallas. I will be in town December 10th through the 13th. So if you're available, let me know. I do want to do a meet and greet with you guys. We will be going to dinner. We'll be sitting down, talking to one another, learning more about each other. And I really just want to know who my supporters are. And I want to pour into you guys. So let me know if you're available. Let me know if you're going to be in the area. Again, to sign up for the meet and greet, it will be in the link in the show notes, and it will also be limited spots. So make sure you all go ahead and get that completed. And I'm gonna talk to y'all in my next episode. Bye.